الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، نستمر في قراءتنا لرسالة الدروس المهمة لعامة الأمة للشيخ عبد العزيز بن عبد الله بن باز رحمه الله تعالى وجزاه الله عنا خيرا.
The Shaykh began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending blessings and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he went on to say to proceed. After that, he said, we're going to continue on now in our readings in this book, Durus al-Muhimmah li'amat al-Ummah, important lessons or essential lessons for the general populace of the Muslims, for every Muslim. And then he made a dua for Shaykh Abdul Aziz bin Baz, the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, saying, may Allah reward him with all good.
في هذه الزيارة التي يسأل الله عز وجل نجعلها زيارة مباركة وأن تكون خالصة لوجه الله الكريم إلى الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية في الولاية واسم المدينة التي سيذكر الأخ.
Then he went on to say that this visit, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a blessed one. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a visit that is sincerely seeking His face. And he went on to mention that we're here with you all in this city that I'm going to mention, I hope I pronounce it correctly, the city of Worcester, Massachusetts.
ونحن في ليلة الأربعاء الواحد والعشرين من جماد الآخرة لعام 29/400 ليلة الخامس والعشرين من الشهر السادس لعام 2000.
And it is now Wednesday night, the 21st of Jamad al-Akhir in the year 2029, coinciding with the 25th night of June in the year 2008.
أخوكم ومحدثكم من الكويت سالم بن سعد الطويل.
The one speaking to you is your brother from Kuwait, Salim bin Saad al-Tawil.
تقدم معنا في الدرس الأول سورة الفاتحة وذكرنا شيئا من معناها.
So in the previous lessons we went over سورة الفاتحة and we mentioned some of its meanings.
والشيخ رحمه الله يقول الدرس الأول سورة الفاتحة وقصار السور.
And the Shaykh رحمه الله تعالى says the first lesson, Surah Al-Fatiha, is from the shorter chapters of the Quran.
وقصار السور يعني السور القصيرة التي هي في آخر القرآن.
Surah Al-Fatiha وقصار السور. The Surah Al-Fatiha and the shorter Surahs of the Quran that are mentioned here.
القرآن فيه 30 جزء.
The Quran has 30 parts.
والجزء الأخير منه جزء 30.
And the last part is the 30th, is the 30th juice, the 30th part.
والثلث الأخير منه تقريبا فيه 10 سور قصيرة تبدأ من سورة الزلزلة إلى سورة الناس.
And the last part of the Quran, those shorter surahs that are in the Quran, so they're passing 10 of them, and it starts with سورة الزلزلة إلى two سورة الناس.
يقول الشيخ يعني ادرسوا هذه السور على الأقل حتى يصلي فيها المسلم في صلاته.
And the Shaykh رحمه الله تعالى is mentioning that a person should learn these surahs so that at least he can pre-utilize these in his prayers.
تلقينا يعني يقرأها واحد والطالب يقرأ وراءه.
And he should recite it to someone so that he recites it and he has someone who's correcting him in his recitation.
وتصحيحا يعني إذا أخطأ الطالب فالمدرس أو الشيخ يصحح قراءته.
And he should be corrected, meaning if the student when he's reciting it errs, the teacher should correct him.
وتحفيظا أي ينبغي العناية بالحفظ.
And a person should also memorize it, and this is showing us the importance of memorization, specifically these chapters.
وشرحا لما يجب فهمه يعني من معاني بعض الكلمات.
And also a person should learn the explanation of the سور, learn some of the meanings of some of the words and the likes.
وأنتم حسب ما علمت وفقكم الله بالشيخ عبد الكريم إمام هذا المسجد ويعلمكم القرآن فاهتموا بأنفسكم وبأولادكم لا سيما في قصار السور التي يستطيع المسلم أن يصلي فيها في صلاته.
And according to my best estimation, the Imam Abdul Karim is teaching the Quran and the likes, so all of you should pay attention to what he's teaching you all and educate the children and yourselves.
الدرس الثاني أركان الإسلام. الأركان جمع ركن والركن هو ما قام عليه الشيء. فمثل هذا المبنى له أركان فالإسلام له أركان يقوم عليها.
The second lesson here is concerning the arkan of Islam, the pillars of Islam. The word arkan, pillars, is the plural of the word rukn, pillar. And a pillar is that which other than it is built on it. So just like this building has pillars that is built upon to keep the building standing, likewise Islam has pillars that keeps the religion standing.
وللإسلامي خمس أركان. And ذكرها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث.
And Islam has five pillars that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned in a hadith.
حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال
the hadith of Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, who stated that he heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said,
بني الإسلام على خمس شهادة أن لا إله الله وأن محمد رسول الله هذا ركن واحد شهادة أن لا إله الله وأن محمد رسول الله.
And these pillars, there are five. The first that is mentioned is the shahada, that la ilaha illallah, the bear witness that none has right to worship in truth except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. This is the first pillar.
وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا.
And paying the making the salat, paying the zakat, fasting the month of Ramadan, and performing the hajj for whoever has the ability to do so.
يقول الشيخ أولها أول هاي أركان وأعظمها شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله.
And the Shaykh رحمه الله, he mentions here that the first of them and the greatest of them is the testimony that لا إله إلا الله and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
ولا إله إلا الله لها ركنان.
And لا إله إلا الله, it has two pillars.
نفي وإثبات.
Negation, nafi, and affirmation, ithbat.
فالنفي بقوله لا إله والإثبات بقوله إلا الله.
So the negation is in the phrase لا إله and the ithbat, the affirmation is in the phrase إلا الله.
ولا يكفي أحد ركنين على الآخر. لابد من الركنين اثنين.
And it's not enough, it's not sufficient to utilize one pillar without the other. You have to use both of them together.
فلو قيل بالنفي لا إله لدل ذلك على نفي العلوهية مطلقا ما في إله.
So if a person says la ilaha negating, then he has negated all of divinity, all of worship in entirety, saying there is no deity.
ولو قلنا في الركن الثاني وحده بمعنى الله إله فلا يعني أن غيره ليس بإله.
And if we took the second pillar by itself, meaning that Allah is an ilah, meaning that Allah is the deity, then we have negated that others, we have negated that we should not worship others alongside Allah.
فلا بد من ركني اثنين لا إله إلا الله أي لا معبود حق إلا الله.
So we must have these two pillars together, لا إله and إلا الله. So the meaning is that none is deserving of worship except Allah alone by himself.
توجد آلهة كثيرة كل ما يعبد من دون الله فهو إله.
There are many deities that exist, and anything that is worshipped is an إله, is a deity.
لكن كلها آلهة باطلة.
But all these deities are false.
أما الإله الحق فهو إله واحد.
As for the true deity, then he is one deity.
كما قال جل وعلا وإلهكم إله واحد.
As Allah عز وجل has stated, and your إله, your deity is one إله, one deity.
وقال جل وعلا ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه الباطل.
And as Allah عز وجل has stated, that is because Allah is the حق, Allah is the truth, and anything that is called upon and worship besides Him is باطل, it is false.
وأن محمد رسول الله محمدا بشر. محمد بن عبد الله بن المطلب رسول الله اصطفاه الله واختاره ليكون واسطة بينه وبين الجن والإنس واسطة التبليغ يبلغهم.
And Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Muhammad is a man. He is the messenger of Allah, and his name is Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Abdul Muttalib. And he is the intermediary, the medium, if you will, between us and Allah, where Allah conveys to us through him.
يجب تصديقه.
It is obligatory to believe him
بما أخبرنا به عن الله,
and to believe in what he informed us about conveying on Allah.
وتجب طاعته,
and it is obligatory to obey him.
فطاعته من طاعة الله,
since obeying him in fact is obeying Allah.
ويجب أن نجتنب ما نهى عنه,
and it is obligatory to abstain from what he prohibited.
فمعصيته من معصية الله,
since disobeying him in fact is disobeying Allah as well.
ويجب أن نعبد الله على سنته وطريقته.
It is obligatory to worship Allah upon His Sunnah and upon His way, His methodology.
فإنما أرسله الله عز وجل يطاع بإذنه. من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله.
Since Allah عز وجل sent him to be followed by His permission, so whoever obeys Him in fact has obeyed Allah.
والله عز وجل يقول وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, whatever the messenger gives you, to take it, and whatever he forbids you from, then abstain from it.
وَلِلَا إِلَهَا مَا اللَّهُ شُرُوطٌ وَالشَّرْطُ مَا لَا يَصُحُّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا بِهِ.
And la ilaha illallah, it has shurut, it has a condition. And a condition is something that a thing cannot be valid except that the conditions are fulfilled first.
ثمانية شروط لا يتصح لا إله الله إلا بها.
So what are these shurut? What are these conditions that la ilaha illallah cannot be battled with except that those conditions are there?
الواجب أن تفهمها عموما وتعتقدها في قلبك.
And we must, it's obligatory to know all of them generally and believe in them in our hearts.
ليس بالضرورة أن تكون حافظا لها وتستطيع أن تعدها وتستطيع أن تأتي بأدلتها حتى يقال تصح لا إله الله إلا بها.
And it's not obligatory that a person has to memorize each all of them individually so that he can recall all of them and know all the evidences and the likes of these things.
ولكن تفهمها عموما وتعتقدها بقلبك.
But you believe in them generally and you believe it in your heart.
أول هذه الشروط العلم المنافي للجهل. يقول الله فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله.
And the first of these conditions is knowledge, as علم, as Allah تعالى stated, فاعلم, so have knowledge that لا إله إلا الله.
فتعلم معناها.
So you know its meaning.
أي لا يستحق العبادة إلا الله.
It means that none deserves, none is deserving of worship except for Allah.
لا إله إلا الله. لا معبود حق إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله means that there is none worthy of worship in truth except Allah.
ليس معناها لا خالق إلا الله.
The meaning of it doesn't mean that there is no خالق, there is no creator except Allah.
أو لا رازق إلا الله.
Or that there is no رازق, there is no provider except Allah.
نعم لا خالق إلا الله جملة صحيحة بذاتها.
Saying that Allah is the خالق, that Allah is the creator, this is a correct sentence.
ولا رازق إلا الله جملة صحيحة بذاتها.
And saying that Allah is the provider, this sense itself is correct.
لكن ليست هي تفسير للا إله إلا الله.
But this is not an explanation of لا إله إلا الله.
وإنما معنى لا إله إلا الله لا معبود حق إلا الله.
But rather the meaning of لا إله إلا الله is that there is none worthy of worship in truth except Allah.
لا يستحق العبادة إلا الله.
There is none deserving of worship except Allah.
فلا بد أن تعلم ذلك.
So it is imperative that you know this.
الشرط الثاني اليقين المنافي للشك. أن يكون عندك علم يقين معتقد في قلبك بأن لا إله إلا الله. لا تكون شاكا مرتاب.
And the second condition here is that you have yaqeen, that you have certainty in your heart concerning this la ilaha illallah, and you shouldn't have any doubt or any question in your mind that Allah is la ilaha illallah.
فكما وصف الله عباد المؤمنين فقال إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا ما عندهم شك ريبة عندهم يقين.
So Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has mentioned that the believers, they are only those who believe in Allah and His Messenger, and thereafter they have no doubt therein.
الشرط الثالث الإخلاص والمنافي للشرك أن يقول الإنسان يبتغي بها وجه الله لا يقولها كما يقولها المنافقون وإنما يقولها إخلاصا لله يبتغي بها وجه الله.
The third condition of La ilaha illallah is to have ikhlas, sincerity in worship, so that you do this sincerely seeking Allah. And they're not like the munafiqun, like the hypocrites who did things not for the pleasure of Allah, seeking His pleasure.
كما قال جل وعلا ألا لله الدين الخالص.
As Allah has stated, certainly the pure religion is for Him alone.
وقال جل وعلا وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين.
And Allah has stated, and they were not ordered except to make the religion purely for His sake.
وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال لا إله إلا الله مخلصا من قلبه دخل الجنة.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he has stated that whoever says لا إله إلا الله sincerely from his heart will enter into the paradise.
الشرط الرابع الصدق المنافي للكذب أن يكون صادقا لا يكون كاذبا بقوله لا إله إلا الله.
The fourth condition is صدق, is truthfulness, and a person doesn't lie in this regard, doesn't deny anything in this regard.
فالمنافقون كانوا يقول لا إله إلا الله لكنهم كاذبون بذلك.
And the منافقون, the hypocrites, they would say لا إله إلا الله, but they were lying when they said so.
وأما المسلم فلا بد أن يقول لا إله إلا الله صدقا من قلبه.
As for the Muslim, it is imperative, it is obligatory that he says لا إله إلا الله truthfully from his heart.
الشرط الخامس المحبة أن يكون محبا لهذه الكلمة لا مبغضا لها.
And the fifth condition is محبة, love, that a person says this statement لا إله إلا الله with love and he has no hatred for it in his heart.
بخلاف ما كان عليه المشركون فإنهم كانوا يبغضون هذه الكلمة.
In contrast with the mushrikun, those who committed shirk were upon, for certainly they had a hatred for this statement.
قال الله عن المشركين قال الله عن المشركين
الله عز وجل stated concerning the mushrikeen
وإذا ذكر الله وحده اشمأزت قلوب الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة.
So when Allah is mentioned by Himself, their hearts, they have like a detest, they have a distaste for the statement لا إله إلا الله.
وإذا ذكر الذين من دونه من دون الله إذا هم يستبشرون.
And when those are mentioned other than Allah, alongside Allah, then they become gleeful and joyous. الشرط الثالث الانقياد المنافي للترك أن يكون منقادا لها متبعا لها. نعم, the sixth condition here is انقياد. Submission, يعني submission or yielding, that a person he submits to this and he follows it.
كما قال جل وعلا ومن يسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن, لابد من الاستسلام والانقياد لله وهو محسن.
As Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated, and the one who submits his face to Allah Azza wa Jalla, he is a muhsin, he is a good doer. Here we see this submission, it's the islam, the submitting, and it's imperative to have it.
الشرط السابع القبول المنافي للرد. Allah قال عن الكفار إنهم كانوا إذا قيل لهم لا إله إلا الله يستكبرون.
And we also must have the seventh condition, it's called قبول, is acceptance, which is in contrast or negation of refusal, as Allah Ta'ala has mentioned concerning the mushrikun, that when la ilaha illallah is stated to them, they become يعني, they become arrogant and haughty concerning it.
الشرط الثامن الكفر المنافي بما الكفر بما يعبد من دون الله, فلا بد أن يؤمن الإنسان بالله ويكفر بالطاغوت, والطاغوت كل ما عبد من دون الله.
And the eighth condition here is kufr, is having disbelief in everything that is worshipped alongside Allah. A person must disbelieve in what's called a taghut, and a taghut is anything, everything that is worshipped alongside Allah.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated,
من قال لا إله إلا الله,
whoever says لا إله إلا الله,
وكفر بما يعبد من دون الله,
and disbelieves in anything that is worshipped alongside Allah,
حرمه الله على النار.
Allah has prohibited the fire of hell for him.
فلا يكفي أن تعبد الله عز وجل.
So it's not sufficient to worship Allah عز وجل.
لابد أن تعتقد بأن كل معبود يعبده غيرك من دون الله فهو معبود باطل.
A person must also believe that everything else that is worshipped alongside Allah عز وجل, then it is باطل, it is false.
فلا بد أن تعتقد بقلبك بأن الله هو الإله الحق.
So you must believe in your heart that Allah is the one who is worshipped in truth.
ولا يكفي أن تعتقد بقلبك أن الله هو الإله الحق, لابد أن تعتقد ذلك وتعبده.
And nor is it enough for you to believe in your heart that Allah alone is one that deserves to be worshipped. You must believe that He alone deserves to be worshipped, and then you must worship Him.
ولا يكفي أن تعبده, لابد أن تعبده وحده.
And it's not enough for you to worship Him, then you have to worship Him alone by Himself.
ولا يكفي أن تعبده وحده, لابد أن تعبده وحده. وتعتقد بكفر أو تكفر بكل ما يعبد من دون الله.
Then it's not enough you worship him alone by himself. You also have to have kufr, disbelieve in everything else that is worshipped alongside him.
ولا بد أن تعبد الله عز وجل على سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And you have to worship Allah عز وجل upon the sunnah, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إذن نعتقد بأن الله هو الإله الحق وحده.
So we believe that Allah عز وجل is the deity alone by himself.
ونعبده.
We worship him.
ولا نعبد أحدا سواه.
We don't worship anyone other than him.
ونعتقد أن كل ما يعبد من دونه فهو باطل.
We believe that everything that is worshipped alongside him is false.
ونعبده على سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And we worship him upon in accordance with the sunnah of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هذا معنى لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله وهو الركن الأول من أركان الإسلام.
This is the meaning of لا إله إلا الله, محمد is the messenger of Allah, and this is the first pillar of Islam.
يقول الشيخ وقد جمعت في البيتين الآتيين, يعني جمعت هذه الشروط الثمانية في بيتين من الشعر.
And he stated that this has been comprised, encompassed in the following two verses of poetry.
علم يقين وإخلاص وصدقك مع محبة وانقياد والقبول لها.
Knowledge, certainty, sincerity, truth, your truthfulness along with love, submission and acceptance of it.
وزيد ثامنها الكفران.
And
الكفران منك بما سوى الإله من الشيء قد أوليها. يعني نكفر بالطاغوت.
نعم. And an eighth condition can be added in disbelieving in any other deity alongside Allah that may be worshipped, and this is kufr and taghut, disbelieving in everything that is worshipped alongside Allah.
هذا هو الدرس الثاني مع بيان أن محمد رسول الله ومقتضى تصديقه فيما أخبر وطاعته فيما أمر واجتناب ما نهى عنه وزجر وألا يعبد الله إلا بما شرعه الله عز وجل ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم, وهذا تقدم الكلام عليه.
Now, so he states here in his book that this is the second lesson, and as for clarifying that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, this requires that we believe in what he informs us of, that we obey what he has ordered, that we abstain from what he has prohibited, and we only worship Allah in accordance with what he prescribes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said the speech concerning this has already preceded.
ثم يبين للطالب بقية ركائز الإسلام الخمسة وهي الصلاة.
And then is clarified to the student the rest or the remainder of the five pillars of Islam, and they are As-Salat.
As-Salat hiya al-Rukn al-Thani min arkan al-Islam.
And the Salat, it is the second pillar from the pillars of Islam.
وهي عمود الإسلام الذي لا يبقى الإسلام الذي لا يبقى إسلام بدونها.
And it is the supporting tenet of Islam that Islam cannot be firm or stand up except with it.
كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة بين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وبين الصحابة عاهدهم على الصلاة اتفقوا في معاهدة على الصلاة أن تصلوا فمن تركها فقد كفر.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he stated that the covenant between us and them is a salat, so whoever abandons it has committed kufr, meaning that this was the covenant that him and the companions took, the distinction between him and the disbelievers.
شعار المسلم وعلامته أنه مسلم أنه يصلي.
So the sign, the symbol of a Muslim is that he prays.
فلو قيل فلان هل هو مسلم أم لا؟
So if we were to say so and so, is he a Muslim or not?
فإذا وجدناه يصلي معنا قال نعم مسلم. أما رأيته كان يصلي معنا؟
So if he prays with us, do you say, yes, he is a Muslim. Didn't you see him praying with us?
فالصلاه هي الحد الفاصل بين الايمان والكفر.
So salat, it is the distinguishing factor between iman and kufr.
وينبغي المسلم ان يعرف شروطها.
And it is incumbent upon a Muslim to know its conditions.
فلا تقبل الصلاه الا بشروطها.
Since a salat, a prayer is not accepted except with its conditions being fulfilled.
شروطها الإسلام.
And from its conditions is Islam.
فلو صلى إنسان غير مسلم لا تقبل صلاته حتى أولا يشهد الله الله محمد رسول الله ويدخل الإسلام.
So if a person were to pray that's not Muslim, his prayer is not accepted. He has to accept Islam first, and then his prayer will be accepted.
الشرط الثاني العقل. فلا يمكن أن المجنون ينوي الصلاة ويصلي. لابد أن يكون عاقلا.
The second condition is al-aql, sanity. A person cannot be insane, or a person cannot not have his faculties when he prays. A person has to have his sanity.
الشرط الثالث التمييز أن يكون كبيرا يعني يميز بين الصلاة وبين غيرها ويعرف ينوي الصلاة ويعرف يتوضأ فالصغير دون التمييز لا تصح صلاته.
And a person must also have, as a condition of the prayer, tamyiz, the age of distinction. He has to know how to pray, know how to make the wudu and the likes. So one who is beneath this age of distinction, his prayer is not accepted.
ومن كان دون التمييز أيضا لا يدرك الصلاة، لا يعرف الركوع ولا السجود ولا يعرف أحكامها وأركانها، وإنما تصح من المميز الذي بلغ السادسة والسابعة وصاعدا هذا الذي تصح صلاته.
And as for this one who is beneath this age of distinction, he doesn't have the ability to know how to make the ruku' properly, know how to bow and prostrate properly, know the rulings of the prayer properly. Rather, it is this one who has reached the age of distinction. He is the one who knows how to do these things, and this is the age of 6 or 7 or so.
الشرط الرابع إزالة النجاسة من البدن ومن الثوب ومن البقعة التي تريد أن تصلي فيها.
And the fourth condition of the prayer is removing physical impurities from one's body, from one's clothing, and from the area that you would like to pray in.
فتبتعد عن النجاسة من بول أو غائط.
So you distance yourself from impurities such as urination and defecation.
فتنظف منها بدنك.
So you cleanse your body from it.
وتنظف ثيابك.
And you cleanse your garments from it.
وتصلي على بقعة طاهرة من النجاسات.
And you pray on an area that is clean, that is free from this filth.
الشرط الخامس الطهارة.
The fifth condition is الطهارة, state of purification.
فترفع الحدث الأكبر بالغسل.
And the major spiritual impurity is removed with performing the ghusl.
والحدث الأكبر الجنابة.
And the major spiritual impurity is the state of janabah.
والتقاء الختانين يعني ختان الرجل والمرأة يعني الجماع.
And when the two organs of the male and female cross, then this puts one in that state of major spiritual impurity.
والحيض والنفاس بالنسبة للمرأة.
And relative to the woman as well is included is menstruation and postnatal bleeding.
فالواجب رفع الحدث الأكبر بالغسل.
So it is obligatory to remove the major spiritual impurity with ghusl.
والغسل أولا أن يغسل الفرج.
And the ghusl first requires one to wash their private parts.
ثم يتوضأ وضوءه للصلاة.
And then he makes the wudu as it is the wudu of the prayer.
ثم يفيض الماء على رأسه ويتأكد من وصول الماء إلى أصول الشعر.
And then he pours water over his head and he makes sure that the water reaches the roots of his head, reaches the scalp.
ثم يفيض الماء على سائر جسده على
يمينه ثم على شماله. Then he pours water over the rest of his body on his right side and then on his left side.
ثم يرفع الحدث الأصغر إن كان عليه حدث أصغر ليصلي.
Then he removes the minor spiritual impurity if he's in a state of minor impurification.
إذا حصل له ناقض من نواقض الوضوء.
If he does something that is one of the invalidators of one's wudu.
كما لو خرج شيء من أحد السبيلين، البول أو الغائط أو الريح.
As if if something comes out from the two for the two passes or two orifices, if you will, such as urination, defecation, and the passing of wind.
أو نام نوما لا يشعر بنفسه لو خرج منه ريح.
Or a person falls asleep and he won't be aware if he passed wind.
أو أغمي عليه.
Or he's become like overcome.
أو أكل لحم إبل.
Or he eats the meat of a camel. So these are the things that invalidate one's wudu.
كذلك ينتقض وضوءه إذا حدث له شيء من بما يوجب الحدث الأكبر بما يوجب الغسل كالجماع وخروج المني فهذا أيضا ينقض الوضوء.
نعم. Also if a person enters into those things that would put him in a state of major impurification, this is something that also invalidates one's wudu, such as relations or the excrement or semen or the legs.
والوضوء أن ينوي رفع الحدث والنية معناها القلب أنه يأتي قاصد إلى الماء يريد أن يتوضأ لا يقول نويت وأنا أتوضأ فهذا تلفظ بالنية ليس من الإسلام في شيء.
And the person when you make this wudu you have to have an intention, meaning when you go to perform it that is your intention itself. A person doesn't have to verbally say or orally say the intention.
ويتوضأ بماء طاهر ليس فيه نجاسة ولم يختلط بالنجاسة.
And a person performs a wudu with water that is tahir, that water that is pure, that the water itself doesn't have a state of impurity with it.
يستحب أن يقول بسم الله ليس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فقط بسم الله.
And it is highly recommended to say بسم الله. And a person does not say بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. What a person should say is بسم الله alone by itself.
ثم يغسل كفيه يديه ثلاث مرات.
Then he washes his hands three times.
ثم يتمضمض ويستنشق من كف واحدة. يأخذ الماء بكف واحدة.
Then a person takes one handful of water, placing the water in his mouth and into his nose. And the madmama means that he moves the water around in his mouth. And the istinshaq means that he puts the water into his nose. If he's fasting, he doesn't go to extremes and enter his water into his nose and his mouth.
ويستنثر بيده الشمال.
And he brings the water out of his nose with his left hand.
يكفي هذا مرة واحدة ويستحب أن يفعله ثلاث مرات.
It's sufficient to do this one time and it's highly recommended to do it up to three times.
ويغسل وجهه ثلاث مرة واحدة والأفضل ثلاث مرات.
And a person washes his face one time and it is highly recommended. It's better to do it three times.
والوجه هو ما واجه وهو بدايته من منابة الشعر إلى منحنى الحنك ومن الأذن للأذن في عرضا.
And the face, it is that which you face others with, and its limits are from the what we call the hairline, or where the hair meets the forehead, down to the chin, to the extent of the two ears.
ثم يغسل يديه يستحب أن يبدأ باليمين.
Then he goes on to washing his hand or his arm, beginning with his right.
مرة واحدة.
One time.
ويستحب ثلاث مرات.
And it is highly recommended to do it up to three times.
يغسلها من أطراف أصابعه إلى المرفق. يدير الماء على المرفق. يدير الماء على المرفق.
And then he begins with his longest finger all the way up to his elbow, and he makes sure that he also gets water around the area of his elbow, including his elbow in there.
لا يكفي أن يمسحها مسحا، لابد أن يغسل غسلا بحيث يقطر منها الماء.
It's not enough to just simply wipe over it, but you have to actually wash it so that, you know, it's possible you can see water dripping from it.
يستحب أن يغسل يمينه ثم شماله.
And a person should, is highly recommended to wash his right and then move on to his left.
ثم يمسح برأسه مرة واحدة.
And then he wipes over his head one time.
يبدأ بمقدم يأخذ ماء بيده ويبدأ بمقدم رأسه إلى قفاه.
A person, he takes some water in his hands and then he wipes from the beginning of his head all the way back to the nape of his neck.
ثم يرجع به ماء إلى مقدم رأسه.
And then he returns from the nape of his neck all the way back to the front of his head.
وبالماء نفسه يمسح أذنيه.
And then you take the same water and you wipe your ears out with it.
يضع السبابة داخل أذنه والإبهام خارج الأذن.
So you take your pointer finger and you enter it into your ear, cleanse the inside of your ear, and you take your thumb to clean the outside of your ear with.
وهذا مرة واحدة.
And this is to be done one time. ثم يغسل كلتا رجليه يبدأ يستحب أن يبدأ باليمين. Then he washes his feet and it is highly recommended to begin with the right.
يغسل رجليه إلى الكعبين والكعبان هو العظمان الناتئان في المفصل ما بين القدم والساق.
And a person washes his feet up to his ankle bones and the ankle bone are there the two bones that protrude outwards and it is the bone that separates the foot from the shin.
يغسلهما مرة واحدة.
So he washes them one time.
أو مرتين.
Or two times.
ويستحب ثلاث مرات ولا يزيد على ذلك.
And it is highly recommended to wash it three times and to not do anything further than that.
ويستحب أن يخلل بين أصابعه.
And it is highly recommended to use his finger to clean between his toes and his fingers.
فإذا انتهى من وضوئه.
So once he has finished his wudu,
قال أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
He says after he is finished he makes a supplication. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated in the hadith of عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه.
ما من توضأ فقال
whoever makes wudu and then says
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله
فتحت له أبواب الجنة الثمانية يدخل أيها شاء.
The eight gates of the Jannah, the eight gates of the paradise are open for him and he can enter to any one of them that he wills.
هذا الطهارة.
This is the tahara, state of purification.
وهي شرط من شروط الصلاة.
And it is a condition from the conditions of the salat.
ثم لابد من دخول الوقت.
Then we must have the entrance of the time of the prayer.
الصلاة فرضها الله على بأوقاتها. إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا أي فرضا كتب الله موقوتا أي بأوقاتها.
And then the salat, it has been obligated that it is to be done in prescribed times. Allah Ta'ala, He has mentioned that the salat has been prescribed and performed by the believers in prescribed times.
يصلي كل صلاة في وقتها.
So every prayer is prayed in its proper time.
كما يصوم شهر رمضان في رمضان.
As for a person fast the month of Ramadan in Ramadan.
يصوم النهار لا يصوم الليل يصوم النهار.
A person fast in the day, he doesn't fast in the night. He fasts during the day.
كذلك حج في موسم الحج.
A person makes hajj during the time of hajj.
ويقف بعرفة يوم عرفة.
And he stands at Arafah on the day of Arafah.
فلا بد لكل عبادة في أن يأتي بها بوقتها المشروع.
So every act of worship has to be done in its legislated time.
لا يجوز أن يصلي الظهر والعصر والمغرب والعشاء كلها بعد العشاء.
It is not permissible to pray Dhuhr and Asr and Maghrib, pray all of this after Isha.
يقول أنا في شغل أو في عمل فأجمعها كلها لا يجوز.
To say that I'm working or distracted, I was preoccupied, so I'm going to combine it all together. This is not permissible.
فكما أنه أيضا لا يصلي الصلاة قبل وقتها كذلك لا يتعمد بغير عذر ويصليها بعد وقتها.
So just as a person doesn't pray before the time is entered, a person doesn't intentionally, without having an excuse, pray after the time is exited either.
فلا بد من المحافظة على الصلاة بوقتها.
So it is imperative to preserve these prayers in their proper times.
إلا إذا كان لعذر كما لو نام عنها أو نسيها فليصليها إذا ذكرها مباشرة.
As for except for if a person has an excuse, perhaps he was sleeping or perhaps he forgot. So this individual, he prays as soon as he recalls that he has to pray.
ثم بعد ذلك شرط الدخول الوقت ألقي نعم النية.
Then the condition after
طهارتنا شرطها هو ستر العورة.
Then we have the condition of covering one's awra, covering one's private parts.
يستر عورة الرجل عورة الصلاة من السرة إلى الركبة.
The private parts of the male concerning the salat itself is from one's navel to one's knee.
وأما المرأة فكلها عورة الصلاة كلها عورة إلا الوجه والكفين.
As for the salat, we're speaking about specifically the prayer. All of the woman is the awra إلا وجهها والكفين. Except for her face and her hands.
وحتى تغطي قدميها في الصلاة.
Even she has to cover her feet in the salat.
ثم الشرط الأخير النية أن ينوي ويحدد الصلاة التي يريد أن يصليها.
Then the final condition is the. Now, then the next condition is the niyyah, the intention here, and the person intends to pray whatever prayer it is that they're praying.
مستقبلا القبلة وهذا شرط من شروطها.
And he has to face the qibla. He has to face the qibla. This is the condition from the shurut, from his conditions.
إن كان عند الكعبة يستقبل عين الكعبة.
If he's at the Kaaba, then he actually faces the Kaaba itself.
وإن كان بعيدا عنها يستقبل جهة الكعبة.
And if he's far away from the Kaaba, then he faces the general direction of the Kaaba.
ينوي الصلاة التي يريد أن يصليها.
Intending to pray whatever prayer it is that he is praying.
هل هي فريضة أم نافلة؟
Is it an obligatory prayer or a voluntary prayer?
هل هي الظهر أم عصر أم مغرب أم عشاء؟
Is it ظهر or عصر or مغرب or عشاء؟
والنية محلها القلب.
And the place of the niyya, the place of the intention is the heart.
لا يقول نويت أن أصلي كذا وكذا. لا وإنما ينوي في قلبه أنه يريد الصلاة الفلانية.
So a person doesn't orally verbalize and say, I intend to pray this prayer and this and like that, but rather the place of it is in the heart, the intention is in the heart. Then he prays his prayer for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, complying with that to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
And the Salat is as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, pray the way you see me pray.
فقد صلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لبعض أصحابه وقال صلوا كما رأيتم من أصلي.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he prayed with some of his companions and he said to them, pray the way that you see me pray.
ونحن لم نرى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And we haven't seen the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لكن حفظ الله لنا هذا الدين بالأسانيد الصحيحة.
But Allah has preserved this religion. Allah has preserved this religion with authentic narrations.
فجمع العلماء الحديث التي فيها صفة صلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the scholars have gathered those ahadith that have in the description of the Prophet. Prayer, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
ومن أجل هذه الكتب صفت صلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم للشيخ العلامة المحدث محمد ناصر الألباني رحمه الله تعالى.
And from the most sublime, from the best of these books on this topic is the Prophet's prayer described of Imam Al-Albani رحمه الله تعالى.
ينبغي الرجوع إليه والاستفادة من هذه الرسالة الطيبة المباركة.
It is it's imperative we have to utilize this book and extract benefit from it.
لكن نقول نذكر بعض هذه الصفة على صورة سريعة.
But we're going to mention some of these characteristics briefly. And just as a reminder to you, since it reminded, it benefits the believer. As after the person made his intention, he stands for the prayer, and standing is a pillar of the prayer. Facing the qibla. And then he makes the takbir to ihram, the opening takbir for the prayer, and this is what one utilizes to enter into the salat.
قائلاً الله أكبر.
And he makes a statement, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest.
لا تنعقد الصلاة إلا بهذا التكبير.
And a person's salat doesn't begin except with this takbir.
لو قال كلمة بمعنى الله أكبر لا تنعقد.
If a person said another word that had the meaning of Allahu Akbar, he wouldn't be beginning his prayer.
لو قال اللهُ أعظم أو اللهُ أجل لم تنعقد صلاته.
So if he said اللهُ أعظم أو اللهُ أجل, this doesn't begin one's prayer.
لو قالها بغير اللغة العربية لا تعقد لا تنقض صلاة. لا بد أن يقول اللهُ أكبر.
If he said it in other than the Arabic language, also he would not be entering into his prayer. He has to say this phrase, اللهُ أكبر.
ليس بين اللهُ أكبر حرف الواو. لا يقول الله. وأكبر وإنما يقول الله أكبر.
And between Allah and Akbar, the letter Wow does not exist. So a person doesn't say Allahu Akbar. A person has to say Allahu Akbar.
ولا يقول الله أكبر خطأ أكبر خطأ وإنما يقول الله أكبر.
And a person doesn't say Allahu Akbar. It's standing like this. Allahu Akbar. A person says Allahu Akbar.
ولا يقول الله أكبر هذا سؤال يعني هل الله أكبر هذا خطأ أيضا.
Nor does a person extend in the beginning of it saying Allahu Akbar, because if you say in this fashion, this is a question. This is a question, and this is not correct.
ويستحب أن يرفع يديه مع تكبيرة الإحرام.
And it is highly recommended, مستحب, to raise his hands with this تكبيرة الإحرام, this opening تكبير.
فيستقبل بيديه القبلة ويرفع حذوة منكبي أو حذوة أذني.
So he raises his hands facing towards the qibla, and he raises his hands to the height of his shoulder, to the height of his earlobe.
لا يمس شحمة الأذنين كما يفعل البعض. فهذا ليس من السنة. وإنه حذو من كبي أو حذو أذنين.
So he doesn't have to touch his ears when he raises his hand. This is not from the sunnah, but rather the sunnah is to raise the hands to the height of the shoulder or the height of the earlobes.
لا يقبل أصابعه ولا يعني يميل أصابعه وإنما يمد الأصابع.
So he doesn't close his hands, nor does he have them halfway open, but rather he opens up his hands properly when he makes his takbir.
لا يفرج بينها, لا يباعد بين تفريجا, وإنما كالمعتاد. الله أكبر.
And nor does he need to spread his hands wide open when he raises his hands, but he just has his hands open in a normal, natural way.
له أن يكبر ثم يرفع. يقول الله أكبر ثم يرفع.
And it is for him to make this takbir, to say Allahu Akbar, and then raise his hands. So he says Allahu Akbar and then raises his hands. This is okay.
أو يرفع ثم يقول Allahu Akbar.
Or he raises his hands and then after raising his hands, then he says Allahu Akbar. This is also okay.
أو يكبر مع الرفع. Allahu Akbar, وهو رافع يقول الله أكبر.
Or he does it at the same time, saying Allahu Akbar as he's raising his hand. This is also permissible.
كل هذا ثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
All of this has been affirmed, established on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ثم يضع يمينه على شماله.
Then he places his right over his left.
ويضع باطن كفه اليمنى على ظاهر و كفه اليسرى مع الرزق مع الساعد هكذا ويضعهما على صدره.
نعم. So he takes the palm of his right hand and he places it over what's apparent of his left, over what's apparent of his left, his wrist and a portion of his forearm as such.
وله أن يقبض على الساعد.
And it is for him to grasp onto his forearm.
ثم يستفتح القراءة يقول دعاء استفتاح القراءة وهي أدعية مستحبة إن قالها صح الصلاة وإن لم يقولها إن قالها أكثر أجرا وإن لم يقولها فصح الصلاة صلاة صحيحة.
نعم. Then he can say the دعاء استفتاح, the opening دعاء, and this is something that is highly recommended to do so. So if a person is mustahab, so if a person does it, then he increases in his reward. But if a person does not do it, his salat is still valid.
منها الدعاء الذي سأقوله الآن.
Then from it is the دعاء that he's going to say now.
تقوله باللغة العربية.
He's going to say it only in Arabic language.
لا يترجمه عقيل. تقوله باللغة العربية كما قاله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And عقيل is not going to translate. He's going to say it just as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said it.
إن استطعت أن تحفظه وتقوله فهذا أكمل.
If you're able
to تقوله فصلاتك صحيحة.
If you're able to memorize and say it, then your salat is more complete. And if not, then your prayer is still valid.
لكن إلى متى أنت لا تحفظه؟ احفظه.
But if you don't say you don't have the ability to memorize it, try to memorize it.
لابد أن تطور من نفسك.
So you have to push yourself. You have to push yourself.
تقول.
You say.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك. تقول هكذا باللغة العربية.
So this is how you say in Arabic.
أو تقول غيره من الأذكار التي وردت في كتب الأذكار وفي سورة صلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Or you say other than that from those narrations that have reported those other adiyah. Or adiyah or supplications that have been mentioned in this place that you find in those books of Adhkar or in the Prophet's prayer described.
ثم تستعيذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Then you seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaitan.
قائلا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
And you make the statement أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أو أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم.
Or as he said أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم.
ثم تقرأ الفاتحة.
Then you recite al-Fatiha.
وهي ركن من أركان الصلاة. لا تصح الصلاة إلا بها.
And it is a pillar from the pillars of the prayer. Your prayer is not valid except with it.
إذا كنت تصلي منفردا.
If you're praying by yourself.
أو تصلي أنت الإمام.
Or you're praying and you are the imam.
أو تصلي في صلاة سرية في الظهر في العصر.
Or you're praying in an inaudible prayer such as ظهر and عصر الليل.
أو آخر ركعة في المغرب.
Or the last unit of prayer of Maghrib.
أو آخر ركعتين في العشاء.
Or the last unit of prayer of Isha.
لابد أن تقرأ الفاتحة فيما ذكرنا.
You have to recite Fatiha as we have mentioned.
أما إذا كان الإمام يقرأ بها جهرا وأنت تسمعه.
As for if the imam is reciting it out loud, audibly, and you can hear him.
فإن استطعت أن تقرأها فقرأها.
If you have the ability to recite it, then recite it.
وإن لم تستطع فيكفي أنك تستمع إلى قراءة الإمام.
And if you don't have the ability to recite it, then it's sufficient enough for you that you heard the imam.
ثم تقرأ ما تيسر معك من القرآن.
Then you recite after that whatever has been facilitated for you from the Quran.
سورة أو سورتين أو ثلاث.
One, two, or three chapters of the Quran.
أو بعض سورة.
Or some of a سورة, some of a chapter.
بعض من الآيات.
Or some verses.
وهذا مستحب لو لم تحفظ شيئا وقرأت فتبيت بطالة فاتحة فصلاتك صحيحة.
And this is what is highly recommended. But if you have memorized these things, it's sufficient enough for you to recite Surah Al-Fatiha.
لكن لا تقرأ في الركعة الثالثة والرابعة من الصلاة التي فيها ثالث وأربعة. لكن لا تقرأ فقط تكتفي بالفاتحة في الركعة الثالثة والركعة الرابعة.
نعم. But in those prayers that had three or four units of prayer, and the third and fourth unit of prayer, you suffice yourself with Surah Al-Fatiha, reciting Surah Al-Fatiha only.
ثم تركع تقول الله أكبر وترفع يديك كتكبيرة الإحرام ذاهبا إلى الركوع.
Then you say الله أكبر raising your hands that you did in the beginning. You say الله أكبر as you are in the motion of going to ركوع.
لا تكبر ثم تركع.
So you don't say الله أكبر and then going to ركوع.
ولا تؤخر التكبير إلى أن تركع.
Nor do you delay this takbir saying of Allahu Akbar till after you are in ruku'.
وإنما تبدأ بالتكبير وأنت ذاهب إلى الركوع في هذه الفترة ما بين الركوع ما بين القيام الركوع تقول الله أكبر.
So you say Allahu Akbar while you're in the motion of going to ruku'. While you're in that state of between standing position and ruku'. When you're in the motion of it, that's when you say Allahu Akbar.
تسوي تركع تسوي بين ظهرك ورأسك.
And when you're in a state of ruku' in this bound position, your back and your head should be flattened and level.
لا تبالغ في الانحناء حتى تضع رأسك بين فخذيك.
And don't be excessive in the manner until your head is bowing downwards.
ولا ترفعه كالمتكاسل وإنما تجعله متساويا ظهرك مع رأسك.
Nor should you raise your head upwards like a lazy person may do, but you should, when you are in the state of this recorded down position, you should be your back and your head should be level and flat with equal with one another.
وتضع يديك على ركبتين كالقابض عليهما.
And you place your hands on your knees as though you are grasping them.
تقول سبحان ربي العظيم.
And you, the dua, the supplication, you say سبحان ربي العظيم.
تقوله ثلاث مرات.
You just say this three times.
وإذا قلته إلى عشر مرات فمستحب.
And if you say this up to 10 times, then this is مستحب. Highly recommended.
ولا بأس أن تقول سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده.
And there's no problem if you say سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده.
وهناك أذكار أخرى تقال.
And there are other supplications that are also said
ذكرت في موضعها من كتب الفقه والحديث
that are mentioned in its place in the books of fiqh and hadith.
ثم تقول سمع الله الحمد وأنت رافع من الركوع.
Then you say سمع الله لمن حمد while you are in the motion of raising from ركوع.
وترفع يديك أيضا.
And you raise your hand as well.
ثم إذا اعتدلت تقول ربنا ولك الحمد.
Then once you are in a standing position, you say ربنا ولك الحمد.
أو اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد.
Or you say اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد.
ويستحب أن تقول أذكار أخرى ورد على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And it is mustahab, it is highly recommended to say other supplications that are that have been established, reported on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إن كنت حافظا لها فقلها.
And if you have memorized them, then say them.
وإن لم تكن حافظا لها فاحفظها.
And if you have not memorized them, then memorize them.
لكن لو لم تكن حافظا لها أو لم تقولها صلاتك صحيحة.
But if you have not memorized them, then your prayer is still valid.
فيستحب أن تقول حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه ملء السماء وملء الأرض وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد أحق ما قالك العبد وكلك العبد وكلنا لك عبد اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك. هذا الدعاء تقوله استحبابا إن استطعت أن تقوله.
نعم. And it's also legislated to say the dua that you just heard him mention, and this is something that is mustahab. It's highly recommended to say the dua that you just heard him say.
ثم تقول الله أكبر وأنت ذاهب إلى السجود.
Then you say Allahu Akbar as you are in the motion of going to sujood, as you are in the motion of going to prostration.
أو يستحب أن تقدم يديك قبل ركبتيك.
And it is highly recommended to put your hands down first before your knees.
وقال بعض العلم تضع ركبتيك ثم يديك.
And some of the people of knowledge have mentioned that you put your knees down first before your hands.
واختلفوا في ذلك.
And there's a difference of opinion concerning this.
مع اتفاق بأن الصلاة صحيحة سواء قدمت يديك أو ركبتيك.
There's a difference of opinion concerning this while there is an agreement. And whatever you do, your prayer is still valid.
لكن الأرجح والله أعلم أن تقدم يديك ثم ركبتيك.
But the weightier opinion, Allah knows best, is to place your hands down first before your knees.
تسجد على سبعة أعظم.
And you make this prostration upon seven limbs.
كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرت أن أسجد على سبعة أعظم.
As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated, I have been commanded to prostrate upon seven limbs.
على الجبهة وأشار على أنفه. يعني الجبهة والأنف هذا عظم واحد تجعله في الأرض.
And you prostrate upon your forehead and your nose together. You treat it as though it's one bone or one limb, if you will. You prostrate it on those both together.
لا تضع جبهتك وترفع أنفك ولا تضع أنفك وترفع جبهتك وإنما تسجد على الجبهة والأنف.
So you don't prostrate with your forehead touching the ground while your nose is up, nor do you touch the ground with your nose while your forehead is up, but rather you place both of them together flat on the surface you're praying on.
Yeah, لا يلزمك أن تعتمد على وجهك في الأرض. أن تعتمد بثقلك على وجهك.
Now it's not, you don't have to use force when you go down into prostration.
ولا يلزمك أن تفرك وجهك في الأرض كما يفعل البعض يقول حتى يخرج لي سواد في جبهتي. هذا لا ليس من الدين.
Nor do you have to rub your face into the ground so that you can see the effects of your praying on your head. This is not the way.
وإنما تضعه وضعا اعتياديا تضع وجهك على الأرض جبهتك وأنفك على الأرض.
But rather, when you place your head down, you do so in a normal, in a natural way. When you place your head down on the ground.
هذا العظم الأول.
This is the first limb.
وعلى اليدين.
Also upon your two hands.
تجعل أصابعك متجهة للقبلة.
You place your hands and have them facing a direction towards the قبلة.
ويستحب إن تمكنت أن تفرج بين جنبيك.
And if you have the ability,
جافي بين جنبي.
Now, and if you have the ability to do so, you should stretch your, you should spread your arms outwards when you make this prostration.
تسجد بين يديك.
You prostrate between your two hands.
لا ترجع من الخلف.
You don't place your hands behind you.
ولا تمدهما إلى الأمام.
And you don't stretch them out way in front of you either.
وإنما تسجد بين يديك.
But you prostrate between your two hands.
تسجد سجودا معتادا.
And you prostrate in a normal natural way.
لا تضم جسمك إلى الخلف.
You don't push your body behind you like.
ولا تمده كأنك منبطح.
And you don't stretch it out to the point it seems though you're laying down.
وإنما تسجد يعني باعتدال.
And you do so in an equal level way when you prostrate.
هاي ثلاثة أعظم على الجبهة وأشار على أنفه واليدين قال والركبتين.
Now, so here so far we have mentioned from those limbs your forehead and your nose, the two hands, and now he's mentioning the two knees.
وعلى أطراف القدمين.
And your two back feet.
تضم قدميك وتجعل أصابعهما من استطاع تجاه القبلة.
Now your two feet. If you have the ability to take your toes and face the qibla with your toes, then you should do so as well.
قائلا سبحان ربي الأعلى.
While you are saying the supplication سبحان ربي الأعلى
ثلاث مرات.
Three times.
لو قلتها إلى عشر مرات.
If you said it up to 10 times.
وهذا موضوع دعاء.
And this is the place where you make supplication.
أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربي وهو ساجد فأكثر من الدعاء.
The closest that the servant is to his Lord is when he is in a state of prostration, so make an abundance of supplication when you are in this state. And if you were to say سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده, then this is also good.
ثم وأنت قائم من السجود أثناء قيامك تقول الله أكبر وتجلس بين السجدتين.
So while you are coming up from the ركوع in a sitting position, while you're in the motion of moving upward, this is when you say الله أكبر.
وتجلس مفترشا تخرج رجلك اليسرى وتجلس عليها وتخرج رجلك اليمنى عن جنبك وتنصبها.
نعم. So your left foot, you lay it down and you sit on it when you come in a sitting position, and your right foot is upwards and you sit on it.
وتضع يديك على ركبتيك أو على فخذيك.
And you can place your hands on your knees or on your thighs.
وتقول رب اغفر لي رب اغفر لي.
And you say the دعاء رب اغفر لي رب اغفر لي.
بعض الناس يقول رب اغفر لي ولوالدي في هذا الموضوع, هذا ليس من السنة.
And some people say رب اغفر لي ولوالدي, may Allah forgive me and my parents. As for this part and my parents, this is not legislated to say it in this place.
في أدعية أخرى ترجع إليها في موضعها.
And there are other supplications that you can say and you can learn them in their place.
أكثر من رب اغفر لي رب اغفر لي.
And they're longer than this dua rabbi furli rabbi furli.
مثل رب اغفر لي وارحمني واجبرني وارفعني وعافني واهدني وارزقني. إن استطعت ترجع لها وتحفظها فهذا حسن.
As
وإلا يكفيك أن تقول رب اغفر لي رب اغفر لي.
نعم. You can say the dua that you just heard him say, and those who have the ability to memorize or have memorized, they should do so. And those who don't have the ability to memorize, it suffices you to say رب اغفر لي رب اغفر لي.
ثم تقول الله أكبر وتسجد سجدة ثانية.
Then you say الله أكبر and you go to a prostration a second time.
كالسجدة الأولى.
Just as you did the first time.
ثم تقول الله أكبر وتنهض للركعة الثانية.
Then you say الله أكبر and you raise up for your second unit of prayer.
وتقرأ كما قرأت في الركعة الأولى.
And you read, you recite just as you did in the first unit of prayer.
لكن لا تقول فيها دعاء الاستفتاح.
But you don't say the دعاء الاستفتاح, the opening supplication therein.
ثم تركع ركعة ثانية كالركعة الأولى.
Then you make a second ركوع just as you did the first time.
ثم تجلس لقراءة التشهد.
And then finally you will come to the reading of the تشهد.
جلسة افتراش.
The sitting of افتراش, the sitting of sitting.
تفرش رجلك اليسرى وتجلس عليها وتنصب رجلك اليمنى عن جانبك.
The sitting of resting, if you will, where your left foot is lying down under you and you are sitting on your right foot with your right foot upward.
وتحفظ قراءة التشهد والصلاة الإبراهيمية.
So you read the tashahud and the salat al-Ibrahimiyyah, where you send salat upon Ibrahim.
ولابد أن تعتني بحفظها وتقرأها في صلاتك.
And you should memorize this and say it in your salat.
التحيات لله.
نعم التحيات لله.
يعني الكلمات التي يحيى بها ويرحب بها هي الكاملة لله عز وجل.
نعم التحيات لله. These greetings are for Allah. Meaning any word that is said that is a greeting or some type of extolling of Allah, these are all for Allah.
والصلوات يعني الدعوات لله سبحانه وتعالى.
And the salawat meaning all supplications therefore Allah عز وجل.
والطيبات يعني الكلمات الطيبة يستحقها الله عز وجل.
And the tayyibat, those good words that are said, Allah is one who is deserving of them.
السلام عليك. السلام اسم لله عز وجل. تسلم به على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. تقول السلام عليك ورحمة السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You say السلام عليك. As-salam is the name of Allah. So you send as-salam upon you, meaning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also mercy and blessing.
As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillah as-salihin, litashmal kull abd salih, fil ard aw fil sama.
And you say, may salam also be bestowed upon myself and upon all righteous servants. Meaning all righteous servants in the heavens and earth and all between them, you're sending salam upon them as well.
أشهد أشهد يعني أقر على علم أن لا إله إلا الله لا معبود حق إلا الله.
And you say, أشهد I bear witness, meaning you are bearing witness in your firmness upon knowledge that لا إله إلا الله, that none is deserving of worship except Allah عز وجل.
وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
And I bear witness that Muhammad is a servant and his messenger.
اللهم صل على محمد. يعني يا الله اثني على نبيك محمد.
Oh Allah, send the salat upon Muhammad. Meaning, Oh Allah, send the praise upon upon Muhammad. Sorry.
وعلى آل محمد. يعني على أتباع محمد أو على قرابة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And also على آل محمد. And Ali here, it means the followers of Muhammad. It also means the relatives, the household of Muhammad.
كما صليت على إبراهيم. أي لأنك صليت على إبراهيم وسبقا فعلت هذا. فصلي مثل هذه الصلاة على نبينا محمد.
Just as you have sent salat upon Ibrahim, meaning Ibrahim preceded you in that. So just as you sent the salat upon Ibrahim, also send it upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
وعلى آل إبراهيم ومن آل إبراهيم من أتباعه نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And upon the Ali of Ibrahim, and from the progeny or from the Ali of Ibrahim is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
ففي هذا الصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مرتين.
So here you see that salah is sent upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam two times.
الصلاة عليه استغلالا كما في قول اللهم صل على محمد.
نعم. His salah is sent upon him independently when you send to say the salah upon Muhammad.
والصلاة عليه اتباعا كما في صل على آل إبراهيم.
And the salat is sent upon him, as he said, ittiba'an, as it comes in his statement here, Ali Ibrahim.
أو تبعاً لآلِ إبراهيم فنبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من أتباع إبراهيم.
Or as those who have atba'an, those who followed Ibrahim, since Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is from those who followed Ibrahim in his word Ali.
وبارك على محمد البركة الزيادة طلب الزيادة على محمد وعلى آل محمد.
And also send the blessing upon Muhammad in his word barakia. It means to ask for like an increase of something upon Muhammad.
كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. حميد أي ذو الصفات الكاملة الحميدة.
Now, and also just as you have sent this upon Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim, certainly he is Hamid Majid, certainly he is Hamid. This means that he is the one who possesses all attributes of perfection and completion.
والمجيد تطلق المجيد على الذي له صفات كثيرة يقال عنه مجيد.
And Majid here, this means the one who has many attributes. The one who has many attributes, it is said that he is Majid, majestic.
والله عز وسمى نفسه ووصف نفسه بأنه مجيد.
And Allah who عز وجل has named himself and described himself as being Majid.
وسمى القرآن وهو كلامه وصفته مجيد.
And he stated in the Quran, and it is from his speech, his description that he is Majid, majestic.
وصف عرشه الذي أعظم مخلوق حجما بأنه عرش مجيد.
And he has also described his arsh, his throne, and given it the description of Majid, majestic.
وإن كانت الصلاة بقي فيها ثلاثية أو رباعية يقوم ويأتي بالركعة الثالثة والرابعة.
And if the salat that you're praying, it has a third and a fourth unit of prayer, a prayer at this time you raise up to complete those third and fourth units of prayer.
وإن كانت ثنائية فقد انتهت الصلاة لكنه يستعيذ بالله قبل أن يسلم من أربعة.
And if the prayer is two units of prayer, then at this point you have finished, but you have to seek refuge in Allah from four things before you close out of your, depart out of your prayer.
فيقول اللهم أني أعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم وأعوذ بك من عذاب القبر وأعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات وأعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال.
نعم وترجم نعم. So you say this dua, you say oh Allah, I seek your refuge from the punishment of Jahannam, you seek his refuge from the punishment of the grave, you seek refuge from the fitna of life and death, and you seek his refuge from the fitna, the trials and tribulations of the Dajjal, Masih al-Dajjal, the Antichrist.
ثم يسلم عن يمينه ثم عن شماله قائلا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Then he
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Then he gives salam to his right and his left, saying, "Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah."
مرتبطا بوجهه إلى اليمين حتى يرى لو كان أحد خلفه صفحة وجهه.
And he turns his face to the right enough to the point that if one was standing behind him, he would be able to see his cheek in the side of his face.
لا يلتفت التفاتة يسيرة ولا يبالغ التفات حتى يذهب بوجهه إلى خلفه وإنما يعني التفات متوسط. حتى لو كان أحد خلفه لرأى صفحة وجهه.
So a person doesn't just slightly turn his face to his right. Notice he go to extremes, meaning excessive turning his his face all the way to the right. But a person does so, he takes the medium course. He takes the medium course here, turning his face to the right, so that if someone was standing beside him, they will be able to see the side of his face.
ثم يسلم كذلك عن يساره قائلا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Then he gives salam to the left in a like fashion that we just described, saying السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
وهكذا تكون صلاة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وينبغي الواجب المحافظة عليها.
So this is the prayer of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and it is incumbent upon us, it's obligatory upon us to preserve it.
وينبغي أيضا صلاة النوافل التي ذكرها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهي الزيادة على الصلاة الخمس.
And it is also highly recommended, it's appropriate for the Muslim to pray the voluntary prayers outside, that are additional prayers outside of the obligatory ones.
وموضوع الصلاة هو أطول مواضيع الفقه, فهو كتاب كبير جدا.
And the salat, it is the biggest topic, the most expensive topic that is discussed in the books of fiqh.
ففي أحكام لصلاة الجماعة.
So in it are our rulings or ahkam, religious verdicts concerning the congregational prayer.
وفي أحكام الإمامة
and
الصلاة.
There are religious verdicts for the one who is leading the prayer.
وفي أحكام لصلاة الجمعة.
And there are religious verdicts, ahkam, for the Jum'ah prayer.
وفي أحكام لصلاة العيدين. العيدين.
نعم. And there are religious verdicts for the salat of the Eidain, of the two Eids.
وفي أحكام لصلاة الاستسقاء.
And there is a ahkam, religious verdicts for the prayer of seeking rain.
وفي أحكام لصلاة الاستخارة.
And there are other religious verdicts for the salat of istikhara.
وفي أحكام لصلاة الكسوف والخسوف والكسوف.
نعم. And there are other religious verdicts, ahkam, for the prayer of the eclipse prayer.
وفي أحكام لصلاة المسافر.
And there are ahkam for the one who is traveling.
وفي أحكام لصلاة المريض والعاجز.
And there are ahkam, religious verdicts, for the one who is sick, who doesn't have the ability.
فهو كتاب طويل جدا.
So this book or this topic here is very lengthy.
ينبغي المسلم أن يتفقه في الدين وأهم ما يهتم به صلاته.
And it is imperative, it is binding upon the Muslim to obtain understanding in his religion, and the most important, what's upon him to obtain understanding of, is his salat.
هذه الصلاة التي هي ركن الثاني أركان الإسلام وعمود الإسلام.
This is a salat that is the second pillar of Islam, and in itself is the amud, the supporting tenet of Islam.
الركن الثالث الزكاة.
The third pillar of Islam is the zakat.
وهي يعني حق أوجبه الله عز وجل في أموال الأغنياء للفقراء.
And the zakat, it is the right over one's wealth, where the wealthy have to give that wealth to the poor.
وهو حق مخصوص, يعني جزء مخصوص يخرج الإنسان من ماله.
And it is a right, a specific right. It's a certain amount of money, certain amount of wealth that a person has to distribute.
يخرجه في كل عام مرة واحدة.
And he distributes this wealth, he gives it one time in a year.
من أموال مخصوصة, ليس كل شيء يخرج منه الزكاة.
And it's from specific types of wealth or specific types of property. All wealth and property doesn't fall under the realm of zakat.
وإنما هي فقط من النقدين, الذهب والفضة.
That it comes from these types, from gold and silver.
وما كان في معناهما من العملة.
And whatever types of wealth are equivalent to gold and silver.
ومن بهيمة الأنعام, البقر والإبل والغنم.
And from one's livestock, such as sheep, cows, and camels.
وكذلك من الزروع, إذا حصدت الزرع تخرج زكاته.
And likewise, over a person's crops, once a person has his crops, once they harvest, then his zakat is to be paid on them as well.
وهو قدر مخصوص يسير جدا, مثلا في الذهب واحد من كل 40.
نعم, and the amount that you have to pay off of that, the amount that you have to pay off of that is limited.
الذهب واحد من 40.
نعم, from one 40th of that gold you pay zakat on.
يعني بالاصطلاح الحالي 2.5%.
نعم, 2.5%.
2.5%. نعم. وتعطى لأناس مخصوصين.
And this zakat is given to specific people.
الفقراء المساكين.
The فقراء, the مساكين, the poor.
العاملين عليها وقائمين في توزيع الزكاة وأخذها وتقسيمها.
And the people who it is their job, their employment is to gather the zakat.
والمؤلف قلوبهم الذين يعطون حتى نرغبهم في الإسلام. أو المسلمين الجدد حتى نثبتهم على الإسلام.
And the mu'allif qulubuhum, those who their hearts are inclined toward Islam, or the people who have newly embraced Islam, they have a right over the zakat as well. And also the people who have debts, who don't have the ability to pay their debts, the zakat can be utilized to help them pay their debts. And also those slaves, the freeing of slaves, the money from the zakat can be utilized to pay the owners to free those slaves. And the Ibn Sabil, this is the traveler who doesn't have the provisions that he's in need of to return back to his destination. This person as well, he has a right over the zakat. And jihad in the path of Allah. These are the ones who the salat, the zakat is distributed to. And it is given in a specified time, one time a year. And the zakat is only to be paid if a person has the nisab, a certain amount of this wealth. And if he doesn't reach a certain amount of that wealth, then it's not obligatory upon to pay the zakat. As for gold, for example, the nisab to pay zakat on gold is between like 30 and 48 grams.
فإذا ملك المسلم هذا المال هذا الذهب وحال عليه الحول دار عليه سنة كاملة ولم يصرفه ولم ينفقه فعليه أن يأخذ زكاة واحد من 40
هكذا قال
84 or 85
grams. نعم طيب بارك الله فيك. So the weight here أخطأت. Now the weight here that you have to pay is up to 84 to 85 grams. 84 to 85 grams. So if a person has this amount, then you pay one fortieth on that.
No. الصوم ركن رابع من أركان الإسلام.
Fasting is a pillar from the pillars of Islam.
فرض الله علينا الصيام شهر في كل عام.
So it is upon us to fast 1 month out of every year.
وهو شهر رمضان.
It is the month of Ramadan.
من أجل التقوى حتى نتقي الله. قال لعلكم تتقون.
So that a person can increase in his taqwa, as Allah Azza wa Jalla stated, "La'alakum tattaqun," so that perhaps you all could have an increase in taqwa.
ومعنى الصوم الإمساك عن مفطرات من طلوع الفجر إلى غروب الشمس مع النية.
And the meaning of siyam is to restrict yourself from those things that would break your fast, that would break your fast while you had this intention.
والمفطرات الطعام والشراب.
And from those things that can break one's fast are food and drink.
وما كان في معنى الطعام والشراب كالإبر المغذية.
And whatever is in the same meaning of whatever has the same meaning or that is like food and drink, such as needles and the likes that have nutrition inside of
them.
And you also have to restrain yourself from having relations with your wife. And the person also intentionally, purposely vomiting. This can also break one's fast. So he restrains himself from these things from the time that the fajr prayer enters until the sun sets. As obedience to Allah Ta'ala. And it is from the most noble of things that a person can do, seeking nearness to Allah Ta'ala.
وحج البيت الحرام لمن استطاع سبيله فلا يجب إلا على المستطيع القادر.
And making Hajj to the sacred house of Allah, whoever has the ability to do so, and the one who doesn't have the ability to do so is not upon him.
فيملك نفقة الحج.
So he has the wealth that he needs to perform a Hajj.
ويتمكن من الذهاب إلى الحج.
And he has the way to go to the Hajj.
فيقصد بيت الله عز وجل في أوقات محدودة شرعا. الحج أشهر معلومات.
So he intends to go to the house of Allah during a specific time period to perform the rites of Hajj.
ويأتي بأفعال مخصوصة كالإحرام طواف والسعي والوقوف بعرفة.
And he performs specific actions as putting on the ihram, making tawaf around the Kaaba, the sa'i, running back and forth between Safa and Marwa, and staying at Arafah and the likes.
ويأتي بواجبات أخرى كلبس الإحرام من الميقات كرمي الجمرات والمبيت في مزدلفة.
And he has other actions that are obligatory upon him, such as going into the state of ihram from the miqat, also throwing these stones and the likes of these things. And the Hajj is not obligatory upon a person except one time in his life. And this is a very great summarization he's summarizing a lot of these pillars of Islam here.
الدرس الثالث أركان الإيمان والأركان جمع ركن وما يقوم عليه الشيء.
نعم. And the third lesson here is concerning the arkan of iman, the pillars of iman of faith. And the arkan, these pillars, are that which other than it is built on it.
وعرفنا أن الإسلام خمس أركان.
And we know that Islam has five pillars.
وأما الإيمان فله ست أركان.
As for iman, it has six pillars.
الإيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره.
And the pillars of iman, there are to believe in Allah, His angels, His books, the messengers, the last day, and to believe in the qadr, the good and bad thereof.
فالإيمان بالله معناه أن تؤمن بأن الله موجود.
And having iman, having this faith in Allah, is to believe that He exists.
وأن الله عز وجل هو الرب له الربوبية الخالق المالك المدبر.
And to believe that Allah is الرب. Believe in His rububiyyah, believe that He is the creator, that He is the king, that He is disposed of all the affairs of the universe.
وتؤمن بالألوهية أي بأن الله هو الإله الحق الذي يستحق أن يعبد.
And you believe in His uluhiyya, His divinity or His worship. You believe that He alone by Himself is the one who deserves to be worshipped.
وحده لا شريك له.
Alone by Himself without any partner.
وتؤمن بما لله عز وجل من الأسماء الحسنى والصفات العلى.
And you believe in Allah's names and attributes. You believe in what He has of beautiful names and lofty attributes.
فلا يصح الإيمان بالله إلا أن تؤمن بهذه الأربعة كلها.
So your iman in Allah.
فلا يصح الإيمان إلا أن تؤمن بهذه الأربعة كلها.
So a person's iman in Allah is not correct unless he believes in all these affairs that we mentioned, these four affairs concerning Allah.
الإيمان بوجوده.
Believe in Allah's existence.
الإيمان بربوبيته.
Believe in His rububiyyah, His lordship.
الإيمان بألوهيته.
Believe in His uluhiyyah, His worship of divinity.
الإيمان بأسمائه وصفاته.
And believe in His names and attributes.
وتؤمن بملائكة الرحمن.
And you believe in the ملائكة, the angels of الرحمن.
بأن لله ملائكة.
You believe that Allah has angels.
خلقهم لعبادته.
He created them for His worship.
يسبحون الله الليل والنهار.
They glorify Allah night and day.
لا يفترون, لا يصبون فتور.
They don't fall short of the mark. They don't have fatigue. They don't become fatigued.
ولا يسأمون. لا تصيبهم السعامة والملل.
And they don't become bored either or distracted in doing so.
نؤمن بأنهم موجودون.
So we believe that they exist.
ونؤمن باسم من علمنا منهم اسمه.
And we believe in the names of them who we have been informed of what their names are.
كجبريل وميكائيل وإسرائيل وإسرافيل.
Such as جبريل and ميكائيل and إسرافيل.
ومالك.
And مالك.
ومنكر ونكير.
And منكر and نكير.
ونؤمن بما لهم من وظائف وكلهم الله عز بها.
And we also believe in the occupation that they have that Allah has given them to, that Allah has employed them to do.
فمنهم جبريل رسول رب العالمين إلى رسله البشر ينزل بالوحي.
So from them is Jibril عليه السلام. He brings revelation from Allah عز وجل رب العالمين to رسول العالمين to the messenger Muhammad to the prophets and the messengers.
وذكر بعض العلم أن ميكائيل وكله الله بالقطر والنبات.
And some of the people knowledge mentioned concerning Mikael that his job is to take care of the rain, the clouds, and the plants, herbage.
وإسرافيل وكل الله بالنفخ في الصور.
And إسرافيل, he has responsibility to blow the horn.
هذا ليس عليه دليل ولكن يذكره العلم جيل بعد جيل أن ميكائيل موكر بالقطر والنبات وإسرافيل موكر بالنفخ في الصور وهو إعلان قيام القيامة.
These latter two have no actual evidences for them that Israfil, that his job is to blow the horn, and Mikael, that his job is to take care of rain and vegetation and lights. But the scholars have mentioned this generation after generation.
ومنهم خزنة للجنة ومنهم خزنة للنار.
And from them there are guardians over the Jannah and guardians over the fire.
ومنهم موكر بقبض الأرواح وهو ملك الموت.
And from them are those who their job is to take the souls out of the bodies, and he is the ملك الموت, the angel of death.
ومنهم من يكتب الحسنات والسيئات.
And from them are those who they record the good and bad deeds.
ومنهم من يبحث عن مجالس الذكر ويجالس أهل الذكر.
And from them are those who search out for the circles of remembrance where, Allah, where people are remembering Allah, so they search out for them and look for them.
ومنهم من يحفظون بني آدم.
And from them are those who are guardians over the children of Adam.
ومنهم من يدعو لبني آدم ويستغفر له.
And from them are those who supplicate for the children of Adam and seek forgiveness for the children of Adam.
ومنهم حملة العرش وهم ثمانية.
And from them are those who carry the throne and they are eight.
ومنهم من ينزل لنصرة المؤمنين وقتال الكافرين.
And from them are those who descend in order to support and aid the Muslims and fight the non-Muslims.
فنؤمن بذلك كله.
So we believe in all of that.
ما علمنا عنهم من صفات نؤمن به.
Whatever we have been informed of their attributes, then we believe in them.
كذلك صفاتهم الخلقية فقد خلقوا من نور.
So likewise, in the way that they themselves they look and they're proportioned, such as the fact that they've been created from nur, from light.
وأنهم ذو أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء.
And they possess wings. They have 2, 3, and 4 wings up to however many that Allah's will.
وأنهم لا يأكلون ولا يشربون.
And they don't eat and drink.
وأنهم عدد كثير لا يعلم عددهم إلا الله عز وجل.
And they are a very large number. No one knows their exact number except for Allah عز وجل.
وأنهم ليس لهم من خصائص الربوبية والألوهية شيء.
And they don't have any rights over rububiyyah or uluhiyyah at all.
وليسوا بذكور ولا إناث.
And they are neither of the male or female gender.
بل هم خلق مستقل.
They are their own independent creation.
نحبهم ونتقرب إلى الله بحبهم.
We love them and we seek nearness to Allah with our love of them.
لأنهم مطيعون لله عز وجل.
Because they obey Allah عز وجل.
ولا نبغضهم ونتخذهم أعداء كما يفعل اليهود يبغضون جبريل عليه السلام.
And we don't have hatred for them or any type of detest for them, such as the Jews have done with Jibril عليه السلام.
بل هم عباد مكرمون.
Rather, they are worshippers of Allah who are near to Allah.
لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون.
They don't disobey Allah when He is ordered, and they do whatever they are ordered.
لا يدخلون بيتا فيه كلب ولا صورة.
They don't enter into any houses that have dogs or images therein.
ويتأذون مما يتأذى منه بنو آدم.
And they are harmed by the same things that harm the children of Adam.
ولبعضهم القدرة على أن يتشكل ويتمثل بصورة أخرى.
And some of them have the ability to take on different forms and shapes.
كما تمثل جبريل عليه السلام إلى مريم عليه السلام بشرا سويا.
So as Jibril عليه السلام he took a form when he came into Maryam عليه السلام.
وجاء إلى مجلس النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على صورة رجل.
And Jibril عليه السلام he came to the sitting of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in the form of a man.
شديد سواد الشعر.
He had extremely black hair.
شديد بياض الثياب.
He had an extremely white robe on.
لا يعرف أحد من الحاضرين وليس عليه آثار السفر.
None of those who were present were able to recognize him, nor did he have any signs of travel on him.
حتى جلس إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جلسة المتأدب.
Till he sat with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he sat in a way that showed that he had very good manners, morals, and etiquettes.
فأسند ركبتيه إلى ركبتيه ووضع يديه على فخذيه.
So he placed his knees up to his knees, and he placed his hands on his thighs.
ثم سأله عن الإسلام والإيمان والإحسان.
Then he asked about Islam and Iman and Ihsan.
وعن علامات الساعة.
And about the signs of the hour.
وأخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he informed.
بأن هذا جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم.
That this is Jibril and he came to teach us our religion.
نكتفي بهذا القدر إلى هذه النقطة ونكمل إن شاء الله تعالى بعد ذلك. والله أعلم. صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
So he said that we're going to stop here, and then inshallah ta'ala we will continue on later.